Amen. So let's get back to this. Being found in the fashion of the, as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto what? Death. See, he was willing to die to please God and to redeem us. That was the only way that we could be redeemed. Somebody had to die. And here's an innocent man dying who had never done anything wrong. But he took your place on that cross. Took your place and suffered the pain you should have been suffering. Went to hell and suffered in hell what you should have been suffering. To the point that he satisfied the claims of justice. He stayed there until justice said, that's enough. Amen. The sin that a man is paid off. Hallelujah. And when it was paid off, there's an innocent man in hell. They beat him before he went to hell. They beat him unmerciful. Physical pain. That beating was, he took your sickness. That's why you ought to be vicious. That is a good word. Vicious against sickness. I will not put up with you. Now, in the name of Jesus, get your hands off of God's property. But we play with it. Because we have not been taught all our lives. We mix up doubt and unbelief with what the word said. I might get healed. Because see, we hear all this stuff, God is not a healer. That's a slap in God's face. That God don't heal everybody. God will heal anybody that'll receive it. Anytime, anywhere. The problem is, the thing is, can you believe him? Can you receive it from him? That's the thing. Not that God don't heal, it's God can't heal if you don't receive his healing. But we want to get natural about it. God, there's nothing natural about God. Hallelujah. So, where we stop it? Death of the cross. Even the death of the cross. Go, keep moving. Wherefore, now look what God did. Wherefore, God also did what? Highly exalted him and given him a name. Look what he did. Given him a name which is above every name. I knew it was going to happen. Now, given him a name what? Which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, keep going. That at the name of Jesus, every, how many? Every, not some, not half, not three, four, not seven, eight. Every, if you got a knee, I don't care who it is. That man, if you are, let me say it like this so you can get, if you're any kind of a being, or you're a human being, a demon being, you will bow to this name. I don't care who you are. At this name, when it's being used, whatever that's against God must bow to that name. It has no other choice but to do what the name's. And you have a right to use the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but we can all come full circle here after a while. Hallelujah. Woo, I don't believe this time, but I'm going to keep going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that at the name of Jesus, what? Every knee should bow. A thing where? And things where? And things where? That means heaven, earth, and hell, everything bows to this name. Because Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to God, and he highly exalted him. And gave him this name. Go to the next verse. And that every, what? How many? every tongue. Oh, yeah, Satan blowing smoke now. Got a lot of folk food, but every tongue, I don't care you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you have. I don't care if you're a million, trillion, quadruple, whatever you may be, or that kind of resources of finance. And people pat you on your back. But every knee going to bow to this name. Every tongue going to confess. They're going to say, Jesus, he is Lord. Those screaming in hell going to cry out, he is Lord. Hallelujah. But too late to recognize his lordship. Hallelujah. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, not another. The Bible says, Satan goes about how? As a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But Jesus don't have to go about as a roaring lion. He is the lion. And he's going to devour the enemy that have come against God's family and have tried to take us out. He's going to roar to you and me in the last days. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. So he said every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why is this so? Why Satan is so vicious against the family, against the marriage, against the home, against the children? Why is he pushing these ultimate lifestyles so hard? Why is he trying to teach people? Why is it? Why is he pushing you don't have to honor vows and commitments? Why is he pushing this? Because longer he can push it, he can promote his stuff and get people to bite and people to chew and people to accept it, and only to find out destruction will meet you before you want it. Yeah, there are many that said, we're just going to shack up. Next thing you know, you ain't shacking up with nothing. But a problem that you can't shake. Hallelujah. 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 So how do we overcome this? We brought up in home that the father, the person that fathered the child hadn't even made no kind of commitment to the person that he got the child by. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. The woman that got the children, she dragging around on her arm trying to figure out how she can get some kind of support. And they had, and then they try to fix it. By passing the law, he's going to have to pay child support. But if he had the love of God in him, he wouldn't have to pay child support. He'd take care of his children. But because the enemy has a plan to destroy the family, and we find in chaos after chaos after chaos, and they're trying to fix it with chaos, and it'll never be fixed. Right. The only thing can fix it is the love of God. Yeah. If you get the love of God in your heart and let God live through you, that marriage can be fixed. That family can be fixed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As good as education is, it won't fix it. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abused people come from those that are abusive. Like get like. I never planted corn and got cotton. Never, that never happened. Never plant squash and got okra.